Dancer from the Dance Festival of Irish Choreography is a four-day showcase featuring the work of nine Irish and Irish-American choreographers. It takes place next week at the Project Arts Centre and Dance House in Dublin. A series of dance productions, films, talks and workshops have been curated by John Scott of Irish Modern Dance Theatre, who's with me in studio this evening, along with choreographer Mary Noonan, who's one of the nine taking part. And New York, I think, is probably a good place to start, John, because it was in New York that the idea of a Festival of Irish Choreography started to form in your mind. What were you doing there and why did it start to form in your mind?
Well, I've gone backwards and forwards to New York and made some of my pieces actually half in Ireland, half in New York. Mm. And I brought a lot of American choreographers to work with Irish Modern Dance Theatre in Ireland, and I've got a lot of strong bonds. So we were in New York in early 2017 performing in the 92nd Street Y at the Harkness Dance Centre, and we were performing a duet by Merce Cunningham, Night Wandering. We'd done it in Project a couple of weeks before. And I got talking to the curator there, Catherine Tharin, and she was asking me about Irish dance. She was really interested. She'd seen some stuff we were doing. And she said, I mean, what's happening in Ireland? And I started telling her what was happening in Ireland. And she got very interested. And then she came back to me and said, would I be interested in curating three festivals of Irish choreography?
Three, so not just one, but three.
Yeah. Over 3 years.
Because,
well,
right, okay.
I talked it up and she said, I think we need more than one showcase for this, she said. So so we went then to the Irish Arts Centre and we met Aidan Connolly and Rachel Gilkey there, and they got very excited too about it. And they came on board and gave their support. And we planned the first festival for this year, 2019. And then I also spoke in Ireland with Paul Johnson at Dance House at Dance Ireland and with Kian O'Brien in Project. And so I thought, OK, let's have a festival. It happens in New York and it happens in Ireland. And it's particularly about Irish identity, because when you go abroad, it really gets you. You know, you make your work anyway and you're thinking this is what it is. It's abstract, it's virtuosic, it's whatever. And then you travel and you have people, some of the work I've been working with, former refugees and torture survivors over the years and going to festivals, and you come out of the airport bleary-eyed and there's a sign saying Irish Modern Dance Theatre. And I walk out and I've got like five people who are not what you call typically Irish, who are black or whatever, and they're coming up and saying, well, we're Irish. Oh, and the driver's saying, what? Oh, you're the Irish people? So I wanted to subvert the definition of what it was to be Irish and also to show the variety of all the interesting dance that's happening.
And the fact that you... I'm just wondering to what extent are we at a point now, if you had been asked, and actually I'll let me open this up to Mary as well. If you'd heard talk about a Festival of Irish Choreography two or maybe 2.5 decades ago, would that have been as doable then as it is now? I mean, the fact that John's talking about three festivals, in fact, not one at all. Are we at a moment now, has a kind of a point been reached when dance has come to a place that it wasn't in previously, would you think, Mary?
Absolutely. Because I suppose I can go back and remember the very first state-funded professional contemporary dance company, which was Dublin Contemporary Dance Theatre in the 80s.
Yeah.
So it's that recent, the history. And the growth in terms of just the diversity and the range of works now being made in Ireland is, you know, incomparable, really. It's a completely different environment, completely different. There's a great vibrancy to it, great, as I said, diversity.
And can you see anything specific that happened that you know, kind of really fertilized that growth, if you like, that brought it to a new level?
Yeah, sometimes I think it's down to, probably a lot of it is down to the sheer hard work and commitment of the dance community itself. Mm. And I suppose community is an important word in that also, because I think whilst it's obviously a kind of competitive environment and it's not an easy career in which to sustain, or it's not easy to sustain a career in dance, I think there's also a great sense of support that comes within the community for people to really recognise, acknowledge, challenge and engage with you as an artist. And we do that, and I think John's festival for me is a really good example of that, where it opens opportunities for artists across it's quite a diverse programme, and artists from different stages of their careers are invited in and offered an opportunity to come to perform. But just to answer, but you're absolutely right. It's just amazing. And certainly, and even if you did get a programme of work, say, even in the 90s, you wouldn't at all have the manifestations of Irishness that you're talking about now in terms of...
It was a
cultural country. Yeah. Now you've
and the title that you've given, obviously, is Festival of Irish Choreography, John, but Dancer from the Dance, which you have a quote from a Yeats poem, but a show of yours as well. What does that tell us about what you're planning or what you've programmed? That title.
Well, I've always loved that poem, Among School Children by Yeats, and there's something about looking at the person. The big thing about this festival is that not only is it the Irish choreographers who we know and see here, it's also Irish choreographers who are living in America. We have Dara Carr, who is American-born, but she is passionately Irish. She's trained in contemporary dance. She works also in tap dance, percussive movement, and chanos. And she's making her own type of genre. And when I asked her, I asked Sean Curran, Jean Butler, I'm in dialogue with many, many of the choreographers, dancers about the future, about what we do in the other programs. And it's very exciting that there are so many different people who identify as Irish. And going to America with that type of diversity was quite, it asked a question. People were thinking, oh, but Irish people, red hair, freckles, comely maidens at crossroads, this kind of thing. There is still that kind of concept with a lot of people about the mindset of what Irishness is. And we had Muftar Youssef, who is this marvelous dancer, born in Nigeria but grew up in Trim, passionately Irish. We had different people of different backgrounds. And then we have the Americans also. So it's a real celebration of what it is to be. It's a celebration of what it is to be Irish and to be an artist. But also, most of the choreographers dance in their own work. And that's how you see the choreography at its most vivid form. And I think we're now ready that we can go to New York with a festival and then come back to Dublin with the same festival and with the same philosophy.
Right.
Of the choreographers talking as a community. The work is all very different and all very exciting and wonderful, from Shanos dancing to Una Doherty's harrowing and very beautiful new piece with a solo trumpet with this dancer, Steve Batts, that is just wonderful. We did it in Cork last week. My piece, Heroes, which I performed in Bulgaria last Monday.
And let me ask Mary about her piece, which I think we spoke about at the time on the programme, The Movement, Mary.
Yes, you're right. It was first commissioned when I was dancer in residence with Beowulfhtinne, and we spoke about it, and I think I made the mistake of trying to describe it, Sean, which I realise is just a
dance
mistake.
Dance on the radio is always a difficult thing.
Not to describe it. But I do, it was really great to be invited.
Well,
to
you
go.
Maybe don't describe the people. Tell us what the ideas behind it were. What obviously the movement is going to speak about more. It's speaking about physical movements, but it's also, there's an idea of a kind of an activism in there as well, isn't there?
There is, but I mean, I think, yes, there is. There is text, and I speak as I move. And there is an implication about a movement and the movement that is to come. So to some degree, that implies an activism, but an activism that's also in a very alert waiting state. So the text exists alongside the movement, but I think they also have their own lines through the piece. And one of the people in New York who saw it, they were quite held by it, which was great for me to to feel that engagement by an audience. But also she said she felt it was like a puzzle. So I liked that. So there is a puzzle, or there is a question about movement and a play on movement as movement, but movement, as you said, also about
the kind of activism or political act as well. We're not just talking about performances, however, John. There will be lots of talks and workshops involved. Who are they aimed at? Are they aimed at people, with a professional, either background or with a hope to have a professional dance background?
No, I think the talks, we have classes. We have this amazing teacher, Ty Boomershine, who is ex-Merce Cunningham, Lucinda Childs, dance. He's the director of the Dance On Ensemble in Berlin, and he's coming over to teach these invigorating master classes. He's teaching the Dublin Youth Dance Company. He's teaching an open class. Dara Carr's company, including, she has a dancer who won the Tony Award. He was one of the original Billy Elliots on Broadway.
All right.
He's this awesome tap dancer, and they're teaching a percussive dance class open to all levels next Monday in Dance House. And then we're having this talk, The Irish Dancing Body. And it's going to use a lot of people from different diverse backgrounds giving their impressions. We're not going to say what it is, but we want to open up the questioning of what that is.
All right.
And then we have films. We've got David Bulger's beautiful Deep End Dance. We have one of Mary's films, Territorial Claims, Ingrid Nocturne's film.
So lots happening there. And the fact that it's there on the 4th of July, I suppose, makes that other link with America.
Absolutely.
As well.
So it's four very interesting days of engaging with different types of dance experience, from taking a class to seeing the shows.
All right, thanks very much. That's John Scott and Miriam in there speaking to me about Dancer from the Dance, the Festival of Irish Choreography at the Project Arts Centre and Dance House from the 1st through until the 4th of July. And you can get full details on projectartscentre.ie.